is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to The Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, this is Mo the Bartender, and you're listening to the Masters of None. He's the only guy to come into Mo's Tavern and ask for a craft beer and not a duff. Bunch of jerks.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Masters of None. My name is Mike. With me, Arch.
Jay.
What the hell was that sound?
Oh, Jay Goo opened up the chat room.
And like, we are live.
Just got a quick prostate exam real quick.
We are live right now in what will be...
Mike's Kill Room.
The Masters of None Studios.
Whoa.
That located sounds so official. Burbank.
Beautiful Burbank, California.
Live from Hollywood, Florida.
Here we go!
Brought to you by Prostate X.
All right.
Red X.
No, Prostate X.
So, today we are doing...
an energy drink?
Yeah.
Helps your prostate.
Today we are doing an episode called Food Confessions. We
hashtag
are,
Food Confessions.
Hashtag Food Confessions. We are
Did
talking
you make that
about,
up or is that a thing already?
No, I made it up.
Did you? Cool. Yeah. Because I typed it into Google or something, and it came up, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Trending on Twitter.
Let's do it. yeah, so Food Confessions. This is where we asked you guys on our Facebook and Twitter, what's something that, like, terrible that you've eaten? This came up in the Christmas episode show, actually.
Yeah.
This is, like, you know, terrible things you've eaten, mass quantities of things you've eaten in a weird way, maybe. And we're also going to go to drink as well. With some of the beers that Jay brought.
Oh, I brought some.
Oh, he brought it.
What's the opposite of gems?
Coals?
Coals? Yeah.
Yeah, some stuff that's been sitting in the garage for a long time. Left over from beer tastings past.
You just washed off the asbestos off the one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
This is a real bad one. But I did, of course, we normally drink Blue Point, but I did bring one good beer from the so-called garage cellar. This is a, since it's Hanukkah when we're recording today.
Hanukkah.
This is a Hebrew. From Schmaltz Brewing, the Jubilation 14. This is their 14th anniversary ale. I'm going to say this has got to be at least 5-6 years old.
Oh, wow. Aged to perfection.
Yeah, because they just came out with 18. So, yeah. 14 malts, 14 hops. 14 malts, 14 hops, and 14% alcohol.
Wow.
Yeah, they're the ones who make that, like, you ever see the beer menorah kit?
Sure, yeah.
It's 8 beers and, like, it comes with the candles and stuff. They used to do it with these, which was, like, their anniversary beer. So every year they would do, for their 14th anniversary, 14, don't you know?
Fart.
14 marks and 14 hops. and then the ABV would be the 14 as well. But, yeah, cheers.
Cheers.
Mm.
Food confessions.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Drink confessions.
Drink out of our Blue Point glasses.
It smells like dog shit.
I actually enjoy that a lot.
That's strong.
Yeah.
Hey, so, guess what?
Tastes like bad licorice.
Home court me.
Oh, yeah. It does have, it does have a licorice aftertaste, yeah.
All right. Cool.
Twizzler's gone bad.
So, we asked everybody on Facebook and Twitter to give you your food confessions, and you guys came up with some fucking awesome ones,
thanks.
Which was awesome. Thank you for
awesome ones,
you,
which were awesome.
Thank you for participating.
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 I'm doing it. We're all doing it.
Participating.
God damn it. But let's start with some of our own food confessions. Art, would you like to start with one? You said you had a bunch, right?
Yeah, I had a few. One of them, and I don't know if this is like, you know, gluttonous. Well, it is very gluttonous. My friend used to work at Wendy's, and so he was like an assistant manager, so he had keys. So one night after like going to see a movie, like five of us went to his store, we opened up the grill, and he's like, here are the patties, make whatever you want. I made a 10-stack cheeseburger with like bacon.
What? What?
Yeah. Ow! And then fries that were like doused with like bacon bits or whatever. And then like, I think like three or four Frosties. We went back to the, like, we each made our own like gigantic, like biggie size meal. I got through maybe eight patties of the burger. I wasn't right for 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
A 10 patty burger.
I only got eight. And I didn't eat the fries. 10
patty burger and bacon cheese fries.
I couldn't eat them. I could not. I was just concentrated on the burger.
Wow.
And after like the eighth patty, I thought I was seriously going to blow up.
But what do you mean eighth patty? Did you stack them on top of each other?
And I was like just mushing it down. But like some of them kind of like fell off the plate. So there was like two or three that like patties that came off. So I'm like, all right, eight, seven. And then I was just eating one patty by itself with like grease and cheese. And then like I couldn't do the nine or ten. One guy made like a, like, I forgot what he called it. It was some type of weird salad, but he put like all the crap and like he even put like a douse of like the lard.
Mm. A salad?
Yeah, on like the salad, because like the salad bar fixings were in the fridge. So he took it, like made this big thing, put like chicken nuggets, put like some burger bits and then fries, and then put like a little, like his dressing was like the lard that was like coming from the burgers that we were cooking.
Lard salad's my favorite 80s metal band.
It was disgusting, man. We were hurting.
Holy shit. How old were you?
Junior in high school. Yeah.
That's fucking great. You probably, you know what's crazy? You said you didn't feel good for like 3 days.
Yeah.
That's probably just your body metabolizing this shit on overdrive.
Yeah.
Just like getting rid of it. And it was like 3 days, it was like, okay, we're good. We're good. We good.
So yeah, that was one of them.
Holy shit, dude. That's really funny. That's a good one.
I think most of mine, I've always had jobs where I have to drive a lot. Like now I have a, I also have to hitchhike a lot sometimes with a backpack. But I drive an hour now. It seems like I'm doomed to always having an hour fucking commute, which totally sucks. But it's just like, I don't know if it's just a comfort thing or it helps pass the time, but you always want to have like a snack in the car. And there's been times where I think, you know, I'll just happen to go into stores and run errands on my lunch break, and you'll just come across some sort of like, whether it's like the day after Halloween, where there's like, you know, a 5 pound bag of candy corn on sale for 39 cents.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I love candy corn. It's on sale. May as well load up. And then you just throw the whole bag in your car. And then you look down when you get home and the bag is gone.
That's the worst. Because you don't, like, driving for, like, long trips. If we go up to New Hampshire, it's the same thing. Like I wouldn't eat a whole bag of Starburst. But I'm like, and all of a sudden I see wrappers all over my...
Yeah, you just don't even realize
like,
it.
What? I'm like, oh, I just wonder why, like, one of my teeth just fell out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I also did a 1 pound bag of pretzel M&M's. Oh.
Those are addicting. I can see that. Yeah, yeah.
Totally. Just I think I've ever terrible.
Had don't. Yeah, you open up that bag.
Oh. Well, they like bombed, or they weren't very popular or something. So they were like on sale. So I'm like, it's $1 for a pound of pretzel M&M's. That sounds like a good deal. So you buy one, I'll just have a few. And you're like, oh, they're really good. And then 60 minutes later, you pull in your driveway, you're eating the last one. Like, oh my dear sweet God, what did I do? What just happened?
My seatbelt just broke.
Shit like that happens all too often.
All right, I have a food confession, guys.
Okay. Confessions.
This one time in college, Subway sandwich store, whatever the fuck they call it.
Just Subway.
Subway's good.
Yeah, we got you.
Subway had a deal.
Subway Sandwich Store, LLC. Yes. You know that place?
McDonald's Hamburger Stand.
Incorporated. The Royal Palace of the Burger King. Yeah. Esquire.
No. Your Majesty's Burger King, all right?
Your Majesty's House of Burgers.
So I went to Subway, and they had a deal. $10 for 3 footlongs.
Choking back the tears, ladies and gentlemen. You can't see that, but he's choking back the tears.
Busted out of Hamilton. Dropped that sucker down.
You made 3 footlongs?
Walked home with 3 sandwiches, which was a block and a half away. It was 2 o'clock.
It was drizzling. It was about 48 degrees.
By 5 p.m., those sandwiches were gone.
Oh, my God. 3 footlongs, dude?
A 3 footlong sandwiches.
What kind were they? Because that makes a difference,
meatball?
Too.
Probably like a turkey. I think I did like a turkey, Italian, and something else.
Holy meatball?
Shit. Yeah, it was just a lot of salt. and cold cuts.
Holy Christ.
Wow.
That's rough.
Yeah. But it was college.
Yeah.
Probably didn't eat anything 2 days before.
Yeah. College is bad for that.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of, like, I ate 20 White Castle burgers or ate an entire pizza.
Yeah. We, one of my friends, him and his roommates in, I think, sophomore year, I was still commuting. They had, like, I think one Friday a month.
Wait. I'm sorry. When did this happen?
Like, in college.
Did you?
Let's go over. Go ahead.
So they would.
I just really wanted to play that.
Yeah, nice. Like one Friday a month, they would have a Domino's breadstick challenge to see how many you could eat.
Yeah.
In one sitting, one dude ate, no joke. He was a tall, skinny guy. He was on my crew. Like his metabolism was probably working in overdrive. 48 breadsticks.
48 breadsticks.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And we watch it. Like I could. Like one dude was like sick of it 1 month. He's like, "Can you?" I'm like, "Yeah." I think I had 28. But, like, he had 48 breadsticks in the span of, like, they 2.5 hours.
That's ridiculous.
So just when you said, like, college or whatever you're talking about, like, that's...
Oh, I got a couple more from college, actually.
You want to do some from Facebook?
Yeah, I'll do some from Facebook. Do you want to read them? I got them.
Yeah, I don't have them.
Okay. All right. Cousin Jay. Yeah, the beer's terrible. I'm trying to get through it so we can get through another one.
I like it. Can we drink yours?
Yeah, here you go.
I'm drinking your Dove Men's Care germs.
So here's a couple of
my Hollywood germs.
Yeah. Who knows what kind of STDs you got over there?
Here's one that came up numerous times. Ketchup sandwiches.
Yeah, that's bananas. Well, no, it's ketchup sandwiches. I don't get that at all. Is that a necessity or it's by choice?
Apparently by choice. Cousin Jay used to do it. And then I think Ed concurred.
Just bread and ketchup.
Just bread and ketchup. Straight up bread and ketchup.
I like ketchup, but I've never done that.
Okay.
Ketchup and Doritos, maybe?
Ew. I don't like ketchup on a lot of things.
Ketchup and sulfur dioxide?
I think I only like ketchup on burgers for the most part.
I can see that.
I like barbecue sauce.
I even stopped putting ketchup on burgers now.
Really?
Yeah. And fries. I'm just eating it straight up. Straight up.
Here's a sad confession that I stopped doing. Probably once I reached...
puberty.
Yeah. No. Even after that. 26, maybe? I always put ketchup on steak.
Ketchup on steak? Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, I know.
That's a little kid move, for sure.
It is a total little kid move.
We were... when I was... When I first started dating Jess, we came to visit in the summer, and her parents took me out to like this awesome like steak place, and they got like big, like you only get prime rib, like there's other stuff on menu, but you go get prime rib.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, "Oh, can I get steak sauce, blah blah blah," and they're like, "Do you need anything?" I'm like, "Can I get ketchup?" Everyone just like dropped their forks and just looked at me like, "Get the hell out of here.
Get out of my establishment right now."
Is it like the one steak place that's been in the neighborhood forever and it's like in an old big house?
Yeah.
And yeah, like, yeah. That's all they do. It's prime rib day every day.
Yeah. And then seriously, can I get a record scratch?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just choking back in a beer. Oh, God. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What happened?
Oh, good. I'm glad you didn't like it.
What happened?
It ties into the theme.
Can I check this out? Do you want this?
Drink it. All right, come on. Chug it. This is part of the show.
Oh, my God.
I'd rather go for an Artie McMetal than this.
That was terrible.
Chug, chug, chug.
Oh,
Mr. Hollywood came and shot 4 ounces of beer.
It's on my contract. Sorry.
Oh. Clear my sinuses.
All right, give me a glass. I'll rinse.
It's right there. So what happened, Art? What's happening? Record scratch? Don't do it. Come on, finish it.
Now you gotta finish it.
I just had a Qui-Gon.
He just backwashed like half of
just
that.
Got a Qui-Gon.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no. Ugh. Don't spit on the carpet. Don't spit on the carpet. Spit on the tile. I'm ripping that up.
Spit on the tile. Wow. Get to the shower.
Get to the... That's terrible.
It tastes like Ewok poop.
Oddly specific. That's great. All right. What's happening?
I don't know.
What happened? You wanted a record scratch. That's all
I heard. We're done.
All right.
Moving on. Let's move on.
I'm done. Art's quitting. Art's quitting the show.
Quitting.
You could just puke behind your TV.
Oh, fucking hell.
Boz in the chat room is saying you need to try brown Sue's on a burger. It's lovely. I don't even know what that is.
You need to shut the hell up, Boz. No.
Brown sauce. Brown sauce. He typed it. He spelled it wrong.
I feel like brown Sue's was some kind of like special sauce or something.
So you're right next to Runaround Sue in the record aisle. All right. So, whew.
You guys want the next beer?
No.
Cleanse the palate.
Before that, I want to get a couple more of these Facebook ones because we had a lot. We didn't really have a lot. So let me get a couple of them. I started off with the one that I told on the Christmas show where I said there was a couple of times where I drank syrup out of the bottle. That was the food confession that I made.
And then Elf stole that from me.
And then John Baguette says he used to do the same thing with chocolate syrup. Cousin Jay threw in the ketchup sandwiches, and Chris Bruno, our friend Chris from back in the radio days, she said she used to eat spoonfuls of Tang powder out of the canister.
Nice.
And then Jerry Kane follows that up with drinking chocolate powder and melted cheese toasties. So chocolate powder sprinkled onto melted cheese and making like a grilled cheese sandwich.
That's got potential.
That's actually, chocolate and cheese is always like a good thing, right? They always say that. That's like a good mix. Okay, what the fuck are we drinking? This is green. This beer is green.
That's the reflection off your painted walls, dummy.
It's green.
I can see what you're looking at. You're going like this. It's the reflection of the green behind you.
Green right there. Shut the fuck up. What is this?
All right, so this is probably a 3 to 4 year vintage Mountain Brew Ice. But don't fear, guys, because it says a very cool brew. This is the official beer of Stewart's.
Wow. I just threw up a Twizzler.
Like root beers?
No. Yeah, actually, technically, yes. It's the same company, but they have like little convenience store gas stations in New York.
Okay.
And this is their own line of brew. And it's made, this from what I hear, the rumor is it's made by the Genesee Brewing Company in Rochester, who makes like Genesee
Cream Ale.
Yeah, Genesee Cream Ale, yeah. From what I hear, this is like the second runnings of the Jenny beer, which is already shit.
Jenny 2.0.
Yes, this is like the leftovers of Jenny.
Boz, have fun taking your lady on her birthday. Enjoy.
Yeah, he said he's a big fatty fuck that eats too much KFC. So yeah, this is going to be your basic piss American lager.
Food confession.
And it's about 3 years past its expiration date.
Cheers.
Not bad. Compared to the first one,
definitely pretty shitty.
Definitely a departure.
It tastes like seltzer.
Compared to the first one?
It's just clearing my palate, which is fantastic, actually. This was a perfect beer for that.
Oh, I think this is way worse than the first
one. Still got that back of the throat taste. You feel that?
Oh, I feel it.
Your tonsils?
You guys are pussies.
I got my tonsils removed, but my tonsils still feel that.
They grew back from that beer.
There's hair in my tonsils.
It's terrible. Fuck. All right, let's go back to you, Art. You got another one.
Speaking of drink confessions, instead of food confessions, one night in college during the summer, like when we were off or hanging out with a bunch of friends, we ran out of alcohol. The only thing we had left was like a fruit punch
vanilla
mix.
Vanilla extract? Yeah, like no. Family Ties?
Fruit punch and vermouth.
Oh.
And who? Wow. And guess who decided that they should be the cool guy and drink it? Me.
Oh, my.
So I drank a cup of it, like half vermouth, half fruit punch. Let's just say the morning was not that good for me.
I'm surprised because you weren't even a big drinker in college, right? From what you've told
junior us. Year to senior,
your comeuppance.
Yeah,
he was
comeuppance.
Fucking king dick swinging.
Mm-hmm.
That's who he was.
As soon as I moved on campus, it's like, what? All right, cool.
Yeah. Fruit punch and vermouth.
Oof. Yeah.
Let's just call that the art.
Yeah. The Artie McMetal, the art, and we'll make another beer. Sweet. Oof. Yeah, so that was
Artie McAwful.
I can piggyback off of that.
Nice.
If I may.
What was the ratio on that cocktail?
50-50.
Oh.
And it was probably like, not like this, like a pint glass, but it was probably like a decent sized glass.
I'm amazed that anybody drink, like some people just drink vermouth straight. It's fucking horrible.
Yeah, it is.
It is horrid, horrid shit.
At Cousin Jay's Bill Murray Halloween party, we did, he did some Bill Murray
cocktails.
Cocktails, and one was a sweet vermouth on the rocks with a twist from Groundhog Day. Terrible. The worst fucking drink I've ever
dry
had.
Dry vermouth is worse than sweet vermouth.
It's, yeah.
Do you ever have a hot toddy?
That's just, yeah, like cider, right?
Huh?
Isn't that just cider?
I guess I went to a British pub and they must have made it the wrong way because it was disgusting.
With vermouth?
Yeah.
No, I thought it was just like whiskey and like cider.
No, I said, yeah. I don't know if it was with vermouth, but whenever I had it, was just, ugh.
Yeah, I thought it was whiskey and cider heated. Could be, I don't know. Like boiled.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I don't know. Whatever. All right, I want to piggyback off of that one with the another drink here. So, there was a friend of mine in college who... I guess his dad worked for a liquor distributor. So he came back from, I think it was Thanksgiving break. He came back with a 5-gallon jug that when you turned it around had a label on it that said Seagram's Gin. And it was like a water cooler, like one of those plastic water cooler things.
Oh my God.
And it was 5 gallons of fucking gin.
Holy shit.
So it stayed in my house.
Why? Why does that exist?
I don't know. But he said,
was like a proper label on it, or was someone just wrote with a marker?
No, it was a proper label.
Really?
It was like something they said.
It was a proper goal.
Label right there.
The employees were gathered around the old gin cooler, doing a little gossip. Like, what? Why would that exist as like a real product?
I don't know. It was left over from a Mad Men set or something. He said, and he plopped it down in the middle of our house because I lived in an off-campus apartment. And he goes, "My dad said that if we finish this by Christmas, we get one full of vodka."
How is that a prize?
So we proceeded for the next couple of months from between Thanksgiving and Christmas break to try and drink 5 gallons of gin to the point where we were playing gin pong.
Gin rummy. Good play.
Playing fucking gin pong.
Wow.
And I think, I'm almost positive, somebody, it might have been me, I don't know, perhaps mixed gin with milk. I'm not.
Oh, Jesus. Gin Russian.
Hard pest.
That sounds horrible. I hate gin
for Mike. With.
So I've since then, I've never drank gin.
Gin and milk.
I stopped drinking gin completely.
Sipping on gin and milk.
The aftertaste right now in this beer kind of tastes like a retro 12.
Ooh. Oh, a sneaker.
An Air Jordan line. Smells like an Air Jordan 12.
This is garbage. This fucking beer.
Aftertaste
is terrible.
Jay, what about you? Another food confession?
A drinking one, much like you guys.
Okay, good.
Much like you guys.
It was one of those things, again, where you're in college and you're partying and then you're just down to whatever's left and you just want to keep drinking. And this is why to this day I've still never drank wine.
It was
wine.
It was one of those shitty big glass gallon jugs of just white wine, I guess. I don't know what it was. But I drank the entire fucking gallon.
Wow. Whoa, you got a gallon of wine?
After already being hammered.
Wine.
Wow. After already drinking probably beer all day. I think it was like you know, like one of those all day, like,
oh, yeah,
band, like spring break, on the something quad on, yeah, or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Archfest, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Fest.
I like that fest.
Fest.
It's Festival of Fests. Yeah. Horrible. Never touch wine again after that.
Wow.
Because that stuff gives you a headache, dude.
Oh, yeah. Dude, worst hangover ever.
Worst than champagne?
If you drink
more than 2 glasses of wine, like, pop horrible. Like 12 Advil before you go to bed.
I was fucked up. I was like, felt like shit for like a week. No kidding.
And that was in college.
See,
wow. Yeah.
And you could handle it.
That's a something.
Oh, just, I just,
maybe
I
you
still,
have to be like 50 and Jewish.
Next time we'll do a wine challenge. We each get a bottle of wine. That's, and just,
fuck you. I'm not doing it.
Fuck you.
Can't do it.
All right. We moving on to me?
Yep.
Or no, I didn't
want to go back to the internet.
I did the gin pong. We're going back to the internet. Okay, so Jerry Kane, white bread, butter, and sugar. Had to keep them level, so you ate them so the filling didn't fall out the sides. He says,
"Wait, say it again."
White bread, butter and sugar.
I've eaten white bread and butter sandwiches. Yeah, just a butter sandwich.
Yeah. Well, like a buttered roll.
It's yeah,
like
but on white
thing.
Bread, and it's bizarre.
It is. It is bizarre. Yeah. if you're not toasting that white bread, yeah. There's something wrong with you.
There's a fine line between toast and a butter sandwich, which generally separates income levels, I think.
The GDP definitely drops
it's just
right
weird.
There.
It's so hard to spread too, and it's cold. It's just like chunks of butter.
You need to
and
have...
Because the bread breaks, yep. And then you get holes in it. But it is delicious.
You need to have the bread that's got like the green mold on it on the other side. Just like,
just eat around it.
Ew. Gary Dixon says mayonnaise and sugar sandwiches.
Oh.
That's fucking terrible.
We need. So are you going to, you have some sort of surprise you've been cryptic
about. I do have
about.
A surprise for you guys.
Because I said we need to be eating some of this shit to make this a little more interesting.
Well, Art, if you would turn behind you and take off that paper, you'll notice that we have. We have some of the
awesome.
We have some of the suggestions. We'll pick up that A1 bottle.
Hold on,
stand
I'll
up.
Chug that right now. I love A1.
So we have some of the suggestions given to you, given to us by you guys. That I laid out, and we're gonna eat them.
I could go for a butter sandwich right now.
We're gonna eat them. Thankfully, that's not one of the ones that I made.
Oh, damn it.
Spinach.
So, yeah, we have a can of spinach, can of cold spinach. I got two sandwiches. One is a ketchup sandwich.
Oh, sweet. I'll do that. I'll do that.
And one is Carlos. Carlos the Aztec gave the suggestion of he used to eat peanut butter and bologna sandwiches.
That sounds horrible.
And that's what that is right there.
Okay.
Where's the peanut butter? Oh, you made a sandwich of
it? I made a sandwich already.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And they've been sitting here since you guys got here.
Oh, great.
So.
Yep, I'll do the ketchup sandwich.
Oh, no.
We're sharing
everything.
Art's like calling a shot. That's not how it's working.
And then also, somebody mentioned, let me find out who so I can give proper.
God, that beer sucks.
Proper props. Somebody said that they drank A1 straight out the bottle. Hold on.
Let's do them as we read them.
So, somebody said they... A1 straight out the bottle.
A-A-Rod!
A-A-Ron!
I love A1. I'll chug that right now. I'll drink the whole thing because I like it.
I apologize. I can't find who the fuck did that.
I'm Way sorry. To go!
Sorry.
Was it on Twitter?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I think it was
a lot
on...
of Worcestershire.
Wait a minute. I think I have that on my Twitter. What's a Twitter?
My buddy JT on my Facebook page said he's... I mean, it's classic, but the old easy cheese right in the mouth.
Oh, yeah. It's a great one. So, and the other thing is my friend Cheryl posted that she used to did. She did.
Jesus. Hair did. I got my hair did.
My hair did. She did once a piece of bologna and a piece of cantaloupe together. So I
Greg,
got that as well.
Greg, our good buddy Greg from Inappropriate Conversation says, on Kraft mac and cheese, I almost always add green olives and a bit of barbecue sauce.
That sounds delicious, actually.
And then Janet. At Janet516 says, Masters of None, Dad at Work, NJ. I love tacos more than I love people.
Nice.
How's that a food confession?
A food confession that
food,
she...
Who doesn't love tacos more than people?
Am I right, folks?
Christy Johnson said she would take a swig every now and again from the A1 steak sauce.
Christy Johnson!
Giving a prop there. All right, so let's try one of these.
Ketchup.
Try the ketchup sandwich?
Yep. All right, over the carpet.
Give me a piece. I'm good.
Why do I get the big piece?
Because you gave us that beer, asshole. That's why.
So we got terrible beer to wash down a ketchup sandwich.
Mmm.
I really like ketchup.
It's not bad.
It's not bad, but it's not good.
Uncle. No.
Art's like, you got more?
I got more. Yeah.
This is Art's classic.
Yep.
It's all right, but I mean, by choice.
If we ever got famous and we got all sandwiches on a deli, this would be mine.
It'd be on your rider.
The Artie Farty.
I would put ketchup sandwiches on my rider just to be a dick.
I mean, there's no need for it.
No.
It's not terrible, but why?
And by the way, that's Heinz tomato ketchup. Nothing but the best.
Top shelf.
Nothing but the best.
What I used to love, though, when like my mom would be cooking up like some pasta sauce, some fresh sauce just on a piece of like white bread, that's the shit.
There you
go. Open face. Whoa.
Open face. It kind of reminds me of that.
Okay.
So it kind of reminds me of that, only cold.
Did you ever have those sandwich makers that you could like put anything in like bread and you like kind of put some like spray oil on
the little triangle pieces? Oh, beneath. Yeah.
Dude, that
super
was,
80s.
My friend had one in college. My roommate, I would put pasta sauce and mozzarella cheese in that. Oh man, that was fantastic.
So you make a parm.
Yeah.
I just had, you want a parm? I'm just making parms. What's on that? It's just sauce and cheese.
Yeah, parm.
Yeah. It's a white
sauce
bread.
And cheese.
It's a white bread parm. It's a bread parm.
Brian Shaffron says he used to drink the grape flavored cold medicine when I wasn't sick.
That's not a food confession.
That's a grape.
That's a drug addiction.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Art, you got another one?
I'm trying to think. Yes. This was kind of a healthy one, but this was kind of bad.
Healthy one.
A healthy food confession. We like
so
it.
So when I was working
Actually,
at...
I'll give you this music. Go ahead.
Sweet. When I was working at a grocery store, I was working in the produce department. And in the summertime, anytime someone would bring like local strawberries or blueberries, it like we had to package them ourselves in the produce department. I'm like, all right. So mostly I hung out back and did all the like stuff with the cooler and prepping up stuff. So in the summertime when like native strawberries and blueberries came... I think one day, I pretty much went through like a quart and a half of strawberries by myself.
Wow.
Just sitting there, just eating strawberries. I did not feel good after the month after.
Good thing you don't have diverticulitis.
I know, but I just kept on like, these are so good. And then when I looked at it, the big quart, like two were gone. And then like, you know, like the little green, like plastic strawberry container. I think that's like a pint.
Yeah.
So I had two quarts and a pint of strawberries in like one sitting between like 2 hours.
Wow.
That's a lot of strawberries.
A lot of fucking strawberries.
But they were so good, man. Oh, they were so good. I don't know. I don't know what the hell that is, but that's my strawberry.
All right.
Strawberry binge.
Yeah.
Drink up your beer, Mike, so we can pour another one.
Okay.
Because we're gonna need it for this PB and bologna. Ugh.
Are we doing that next?
You guys wanted to go?
Are we doing the PB bologna first?
I don't care.
I love how these.
Should
are
I try
all...
and pair these up? There's some shitty food and beer bags.
I'm going to throw up. Hold on.
Are you taking a piss?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were really throwing up. I was just going to throw up real quick. This fucking Art Boot and Rally Eddie. That's what they call him.
What is the spinach for, pray tell?
Oh, I think it was Tyler on our Twitter.
Tyler from SNC?
Tyler from Straight No Chaser. Wrote
my,
on
my brother-in-law's wife's sister was at the Straight Out Chaser show in Indiana last night.
Oh, really?
I said if you go to the meet and greet line after the show, tell the one that looks most like a terrorist, Masters of None said hi.
Awesome.
I don't know if she did it or not. I hope she did.
Tyler, I guess needs to get shit.
Bless you.
Tyler from Straight No Chaser told us on Twitter that
it was him.
Yeah, he said he was a Popeye. He was a Popeye fan, so he made his mother get canned spinach from the grocery. What the fuck am I sneezing at? So
maybe you're allergic to
my house. So I have a fork over there, and I figured we could just eat cold spinach at the can.
So he saw Popeye and he asked for spinach. Like that's what's crazy about that.
Well, he said it's terrible.
Hold on, I was gonna.
Just eat it. Art's just gonna pop it in his mouth like.
There's
Papa.
A fork right behind you.
I mean, it's just spinach.
Go
cold,
ahead.
Hot. What's the difference?
Now that you've eaten it, let me Google botulism and canned spinach.
It tastes a bit bloody.
It's really.
Why do I get sloppy thirds on the fork?
Have fun with that.
There's so much.
I don't know. I like spinach.
So much fucking juice. It's really wet.
So wet and dank.
Oh God, so dank. Good word. That's from your show.
Yep.
Wow, you got a forkful. Look at that.
It's spinach. What's wrong with it?
Yeah, spinach's not bad.
Jesus. Go ahead. Keep the can there, just in case with that bologna. And
let it fall on that new carpet. That new carpet spinach smell.
Oh, that's why I couldn't use that paper then.
Exactly.
It's all coming back to me now, like Celine Dion.
But did he eat it like cold out of the can, like Popeye? Is that what he's getting at?
Yes, that's what he's getting at.
And he's jacked like Popeye.
So there you go.
And that doesn't taste much different when it's warmed up.
All right. Great.
Didn't Seggy have one too from Straight Nut Chaser?
That was a fucking fail. Whatever. I don't give a shit. Oh, yeah. He said he, when he was real young, he thought a box of Bugles was cereal, so he had a bowl of Bugles with milk.
That's funny.
That's
speaking of cereal, here's the thing.
Oof.
Oh, who's eating a whole box of cereal in their life?
Oh, yeah, here.
Oh, Cocoa Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles.
Here's a food.
Yeah. Box is so small.
Cocoa Krispies,
it's like
right
four
here.
Four bowls, that's it.
Threw up, actually.
Did you?
Because of the milk?
Because it was just, milk's it the best looked part. Exactly the exact same way coming out that it did going in.
Oh.
Speaking of food confessions and cereal, when we, when Justin and I moved to New Jersey, we stayed with her parents for a couple months before we found a place. And in my house, growing up, we left the sugar out. They left the salt out. So I took some Special K. I'm like, oh, I'll put some sugar on it. Put some milk in there. I thought it was sugar. No, it was salt.
Oh, you put salt in your cereal?
So my first...
Perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
Paper towels?
Paper towels? No, there's a towel.
There's a towel over there in the bathroom.
Knew that was going to happen.
Pick up your shit, motherfucker.
That was hilarious. You hit the record scratch as the bottle fell over. That was great timing.
Not planned whatsoever.
Here.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so I got a big spoonful of Special K milk and salt.
Ugh.
That's terrible. I think I've told mine. I have a similar one to that. I think it was Christmas Day. And the folks had, I guess back in the day, they would just make their own eggnog with the rum.
Yeah.
Fuck, it better be.
Oh, that's cool.
I guess they would just make their own eggnog with the rum, but they would just make it in like a milk jug or I guess the eggnog carton looked like the milk carton. So it was the eggnog with the rum. And I just thought it was milk because I don't know. I don't know what the fuck eggnog was. I was like 5 years old. So poured some nice eggnog with rum into my cereal. I think it was cornflakes. And chowed down on that.
Oh,
horrible.
Oh, horrible.
Some eggnog with rum when you're five. I can't drink. I've never eaten rum. I had rum till this day.
The same thing with orange juice. I thought it was just orange juice, but it turned out to be a screwdriver.
Someone made a screwdriver in an orange juice container?
No, a screwdriver.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, it was in a flask.
Oh, you were a little kid?
Yeah, I was a little kid. And it was like in a flask. My dad had a flask in the backyard. I was like, ooh, orange juice. Took like eight gulps and I was like, bah, 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 bah. I think I was in first grade.
Nice. Oh, I just thought of one too. I think I posted it too. You ever just eat a nice package of ramen noodles just uncooked? It's like it's a...
No! Oh! Oh, how poor were you?
Poor. This was like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
I posted it online.
Nice.
I posted him hate eating a chunk of uncooked ramen. A square of uncooked ramen. It was actually pretty good.
How is that sponge?
I've done it in college, too. It's pretty good. Just try it. It's tasty. It's a nice crunchy treat.
I might have ramen in upstairs. Why don't you do that?
Oh, all right, what is all this? Right.
It's the next beer, you
next
guys.
Beer, yeah.
This is...
Shandy Caribou.
Oh, yeah. Did you get enough? Because there's still plenty left, guys.
Yeah, we got a plenty.
You sure?
Yes.
It's a Shandy, huh?
This is a Shandy from Carib. Blend of...
I'll take it.
Blend of lager beer with natural ginger flavor and caramel color. And color has a U.
Color.
In it, so you know it's going to be delicious.
Oh, sorry, sounds like the Mandarin.
Oh, let me check the Best Buy date, guys. It says Best Buy September 2010.
No, I'm done. Don't even... No. No.
Let me look up botulism and that beer.
It smells like Yoda's underwear.
It's actually not bad. I kind of dig it. Tastes like soda. It's still very sweet.
Tastes like a very...
Tastes like ginger ale.
Flat soda.
Flat, yeah, yeah. Flat Stanley.
Good one.
Thanks.
Oof. I actually like it. This might go good with the cantaloupe. You want to try pairing?
Cantaloupe and bologna?
I guess.
You gotta. And yeah. I got the...
Bologna. That freaks me out, the bologna in the package.
The only bologna that has its own name. Oscar Mayer.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta get the good stuff.
Do we wrap it like a scallop?
I don't know. Should I get toothpicks?
Cantaloupe and a...
Oh, look at this.
Botulism blanket.
You can split it in half. I don't think we have to eat a whole slice and a whole piece.
No, do it.
So, like, do like... Don't spill anymore.
Oh my God. Do it.
Dude, bologna's terrible.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of bologna.
No, not a whole slice.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
No, make a taco. Make a cantaloupe taco.
Make a cantaloupe
put like
taco.
Four pieces of
bologna.
All right, bologna.
Give me. Hurry up. Here
you go. Four pieces of cantaloupe in a bologna taco shell.
Let me do it.
Somebody's got to document
this. This is fucking terrible. Look at this. This is a...
Hold on. Hold on.
I'm only fitting two in here.
This is a crime against God.
This is a crime against
God. Stop.
Food. Someone take a picture of this bologna cantaloupe taco. It looks like something else. Am I going to say?
Ugh, this is...
Why are we doing this?
It's all for you.
whose choice is this?
Here. This was my friend Cheryl. She said she did this. Art, you got to get in. We're doing this at the same time.
Dude, look at your face.
We're doing this at the same time. Got to throw these up on the Facebook. Got to throw these up on the Facebook and the Twitter.
All right, again, get your bologna cantaloupe taco.
Yeah.
I think she just tried to come up with the most disgusting thing she could. So this is like a two-bite thing. You ready?
Really good picture. Hold on.
The smell is so weird. It's like sweet and bologna.
Bologna is its own distinct smell. It's like salty.
Slippery little sucker. Sorry, ready?
All right, ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
It actually almost works.
The worst chewing ever. You know what it does? The cantaloupe cancels out the terrible taste of bologna.
But it just brings you back to zero, almost. Like, it doesn't taste like anything.
It tastes like a secondhand store.
All right. Fucking hell.
Wow.
It's not that bad.
I wonder what honeydew would do with this. Or cassava melon.
It's like that sweet and salty thing. But you're right. The cantaloupe totally cancels out the bologna, but it just brings it up to nothing. Like, it doesn't make it better or...
Okay, we need to do this either on Facebook or Twitter. When we poop next, take a picture of it.
That'll be on our WhatsApp conversation.
I'm not opposed to that. I mean, it wouldn't be my 500th choice. But...
This went in my nose.
Wash it down with a little ginger. 2010 aged vintage.
Oh God, that's worse.
The ginger actually goes with it pretty well too. I'm not gonna lie.
It's a good pairing.
It is a good pairing.
Nice pairing there.
5-year-old ginger beer and a bologna cantaloupe taco. That's gonna be my next beer dinner.
It's gonna be my next band name.
Appetizers, dry ramen.
Oof. All right. So, are you up for one? All right, Jay, you got another one?
Let me think.
All right. I got one.
Good.
While you're thinking. So, I think I told... I'm pretty sure I told this one in the air. But... Sorry, Art. All right.
Art's trying to hold it down.
When I was in college, we got... very, very inebriated. Not with alcohol, but with other things.
What?
Other things. To the point where we were hungry. And we ordered pizzas.
Chase going back for seconds on that ginger beer.
I like it.
We ordered pizzas. There were 5 of us. We ordered 5 pizzas. Right? Everybody had their own slice.
Own pizza.
Own pie. My fault. So I got on the phone, and I ordered. And I said to the delivery guy, I said...
Yes.
On one of those plain pies, don't cut it. And he said, what? And I said, don't cut it. Don't make slices. Just, I want a whole uncut pizza. So sure enough, when that Papa John's came...
That's the uncircumcised special.
We had 5 pizzas, one of which completely uncut. So I took that pizza, rolled it up like a burrito...
Wow.
And sat there and ate it, the entire thing.
Bravo.
And yeah, that was awesome.
How did that feel afterwards?
Oh.
Well, Papa John's, they aren't that big. which is
no. And
nice.
This was like right when Papa John's first came out, too. Right. Like, because they're a relatively
That's
new company.
His brother
right?
John's. It's Uncle John's. So.
Yeah.
Nephew.
Yeah. And he moved on, had his own family.
So, yeah, the pizzas weren't that big, but it's still whole pizza, uncut.
Do you know the Tombstone pizza, like the frozen, you can get to the freezer
yeah.
section?
Yeah. Can you tell the difference when it's uncut in your mouth? Just by mouth.
I did
a lot more crust.
I did the same thing. No one was around. I think it was in high school. I cooked it myself, and I just rolled it up and ate it.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Right?
Nice.
Now, you know. See, what I did was I made it into a foot long from Subway.
You made three of them?
Yeah,
you ate three people?
Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
I'm pretty sure I've eaten, you ever make like English muffin pizzas?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm pretty sure I've eaten an entire
sleeve
package of English muffins as pizzas. What are there, six in a thing?
Yes,
that'd
six,
be 12 yeah. English muffin pizzas. Yeah, I definitely have done that.
You know what I've definitely probably eaten way too many of at a party?
Nice, Jay.
Deviled eggs.
Oh, I love
like
deviled
you go
eggs.
To, you go to like especially like a barbecue, like a summer barbecue, and they yes. have deviled eggs. Probably eaten a dozen eggs.
Nice.
Pigs in a blanket for me. Probably yeah. went through like 20.
Even Paul Oof. Newman was like, dude, that's too many deviled eggs.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool hand, Mike.
Good. Yeah, he's referenced all of that. All right, Art, you got one? You
got one more.
Go ahead.
This happened during my bachelor party. So after we're drinking some beers, I had a whole bottle of Alizé.
Ooh, hey.
Went to Boston, hung out.
Right choice of music.
Yeah, yeah. Drank more, came back. During the day before we went to Boston, my friend was grilling some steak tips and some like chicken and all that stuff. The limo came to pick us up before we could clean up. So we came back and I was drunk as hell. I started eating raw steak tips that were sitting in the sun.
Oh my God.
And I was eating like one or two or three of them.
How many hours later is this?
Probably about seven.
Oh, what? Shit.
So I think I remember you telling the story a long time ago.
So.
Oh my God.
I start eating
them. Like 7 hour old raw yeah. meat that's been sitting in the sun?
Yeah. But it was in a marinade.
Oh. Right.
Oh, they were fine.
That's okay. Then.
So that's why I looked at him. Like, I saw they were coated. I'm like, oh, this must. The third one, the only guy that was kind of sober, he like slaps my face so the third one falls out of my mouth, but I already digested two of them. And he's like, he must have said this God. To me, but I was totally hammered. He was like, stop doing that. They're raw. And I'm like, and I just pass out. The next morning, my stomach, I'm like, I'm not feeling so good.
Oh,
let's go
no.
to McDonald's and get some food. So we go to McDonald's and get some food. The next day, I'm like, I'm
take
not
four
feeling
cheeseburgers
good.
Raw.
That Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday.
That Tuesday.
More like it.
Right? Shitting blood.
What?
I was shitting blood. Went to the emergency room. I had no idea. Because I don't remember the conversation with that dude. Like, you're eating raw steak tips. And he's like, the doctor's like, I went to the emergency room at like 2 o'clock in the morning. And they're like, did you go to a foreign country? What, like, what did you eat? I'm like, nothing, man. I had McDonald's after my bachelor party.
Mark was
like,
the first yeah. Ebola patient.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, you know, he's like, I don't know what to tell you, but take this like antibiotic or whatever the hell it was. And like, you've got, I forgot what he said, but I had something. And he's like, you just got to drink a lot of fluids and take this medication. I'm like, all right. Come time to the wedding, my friend who was at the bachelor party is like, we're talking about stuff. And it was, I got sick in September and then the wedding was in October. And he was like, dude, you don't remember eating raw steak tips? I was like, no, I was hammered.
Oh my God.
And he was
God.
Like, you were eating raw steak tips. I had to slap the third one out of your mouth because it was in your mouth and you were going to chew it down.
That's awesome. I wish I knew Young Art. I really do.
Wow. So that is probably like my worst food confession.
Wow.
That is horrible.
Fucking great.
Good gravy.
Like, Jess was freaking out. She thought I was dying because I was like shitting blood. I'm like right before her wedding.
Shitting blood before your wedding. That's fucking amazing.
So yeah, I'm done with my food confessions.
Wow.
All right, I got one more beer.
What do you got?
Look at this. It has a cool pull, like
the ring grenade.
Ring top. Irish beer.
All right.
That's the top. Just pull it off. This is a
oh my God,
100% Irish. 14% alcohol. No. This is a Porterhouse Brewing Company. This is an oyster stout. And this one, I mean, oyster stouts aren't that uncommon, mm-hmm. but the ones that are from...
Can we box up this cantaloupe?
I almost kind
like
of want another bologna.
Cantaloupe?
I almost want another bologna cantaloupe taco.
All
Are we going to do the PB and
what else we got
bologna?
Left? We got, well, we got A1.
Oh, the A1. This might go good with the A1, actually. I don't know. I'm going to guess this is at least also 4, 5, 6 years old. Oof. And it's only like 6% alcohol, what so that's not good.
Oh, we have just the bologna and peanut butter jelly sandwich and the steak sauce. So we'll save the bologna will be the grand finale.
Sure.
Yeah, that's going to be terrible. I mean, we could throw a shot of steak sauce in the beer.
That's pretty gross. Do a new one. Do
Rogue has a sriracha stout coming out.
This is a new food and confession where we just make... Look at the dust on those bottles.
Yeah, look at that one.
Look at the dust. Dude, Art, look at this. We just drank from this beer.
I know.
Look at the dust on this bottle.
You guys ready for some oyster stout?
Hold on. I want to post our fabulous pictures on the on our Twitter.
All right. Do that after the show.
Give it.
See you on the other side, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad, actually.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's not. Ooh, I don't like that aftertaste.
No.
There's the oysters.
Ugh. Whoop, there's the oysters. All right, I have another one.
Down with some A1. Or are you just going to all do a swig of A1?
Well, before we get to the A1, let me, real quick, I have another one. You made me think of this.
I'll just do mine now.
You're going to have two. Oh, you're doing a swig of A1 right now? Oh, look at you.
It's pretty good. Look at Art. He just made himself a Hitler mustache. No, don't wipe it off. Oh, it was awesome. Art had an A1 Hitler mustache. You got to put bologna cantaloupe tacos.
All right. Wow.
I mean, A1's definitely better on something, but I dig it. Yeah, you definitely got to write what that is on there. All right, you had another one? Sorry.
Yeah. I'm going to link these two together. So
A1 shots.
Okay, this is these three. I got three, actually, that are quantity of, you know, things that I've eaten way too many of.
Mm-hmm.
One time,
this beer sucks.
High school, me and a bunch of friends got, I think, 20 Big Macs.
I've done that where you just buy like 50 cheeseburgers and just go crazy.
Five of them, I think I ate five Big Macs.
I remember eating like the when they would always have like buy one get one deal.
Yeah,
we did that in high school a lot. We would go out for lunch like over the summer, and you would just have a brick in your fucking... You would just immediately have McDonald's sickness. We get back to work and be like, oh.
White Castle, you mentioned it before, split a Crave case with a guy, with a friend of mine, with Mark, my friend Mark. Drunk off our asses. I was more drunk than anybody. Split a Crave case. The next day, I think I shit 6 times. No joke. And, dude, like the worst hangover ever. The worst hangover...
How many
hangover?
Are in a Crave case? 50?
20? 20? Is it 20 or 20 or 50? I don't remember. I don't know. But it was a Crave case. Whatever the Crave case is. Maybe it's 24. That makes sense. Cause it's a
Crave case. More like crap case.
Am I right, folks?
Am I right?
And then finally, 12 hot dogs in one sitting.
Whoa.
My name is on a plaque at Big Daddy's in Little Falls for eating 12 hot dogs in one sitting. That's terrible because... He jinxed us. He totally hexed us right at the beginning. He said, the 9th one is going to get lodged right here, right in your throat, right in your neck. You're just going to keep tasting it right here. And he totally fucking jinxed us because, goddammit, that is totally true. The rest of the day, all you taste are hot dogs. That's all
you taste. You figure like 9 hot dogs, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, stop. I'm going to throw it.
Did you see this?
Right up your gullet.
I don't know if it's on YouTube, right, but if this... Sports science, they did the actual what it looks like in a human body when they were doing the whole Joey Chestnuts.
No.
Really?
What is it? He was he had like the body and like he had a balloon of like pretending the stomach. Oh, it was disgusting.
Oh.
I'm sure it just fucking gets huge, right?
Fucking gross. Oof.
I think maybe the food confession we all can share was when we tried to eat the Mount Olympus burger.
We can throw that one in there for our food confession. Absolutely.
It tastes more like meatloaf than a burger.
Jay, where would that come from?
Was it a 50-pound burger?
50-pound burger, the Mount Olympus at the Clinton Diner.
Clinton Diner. It came... Yep.
In a Mercedes, by the way.
It came in a Mercedes.
In the trunk, yeah.
Yeah.
The bun was the size of a manhole cover.
Yep.
Easily.
Literally.
Yeah. And then after eating that, I had to pick up shit from a cow. Do you remember that?
It's not nice to call me names, Art.
At the fair.
I wasn't that fat then.
Oof. God.
Yeah, it's literally a 50-pound burger.
But we ate that. We tried to eat that throughout the morning show, so we ate 12 that.
12.5 pounds each.
12.5 pounds each. We tried to
get
each.
Close.
No.
Because the bread was, like, so thick.
It was, like I said, it was a manhole cover.
Yeah, it was.
And, yeah, the...
It was like, you know, like 6-foot hero bread, but like...
Right.
Manhole cover size.
Right.
And thicker in the middle.
And we tried to...
Stuck me, ladies.
Eat it. We tried to eat it throughout the show, and by the time we got to the end, by
you
the time
barely
like
eat
10
like
o'clock
two
hour,
slices, it was
like
ridiculous.
You could see the meat getting really red in the middle, and you're just like, ooh. I was like, I'm done. I'm out. I'm tapping out.
That place, though, has different levels of burgers, too. They have like a 1 pound, a 5 pound, a 10 pound.
Have you ever been there since? Your wife's family lives out there, right?
Yeah.
So... Have you been there since? Have you ever tried like one of their bigger burgers or smaller
I don't think I can.
No?
Because I had I like meatloaf, but like
they
that
still
burger,
serve it, right? Yeah. They still serve the Mount Olympus?
But that burger was just more like meatloaf to me, and it just turned me off.
Has anybody fucking ever eaten that?
You can't.
No, you can't. It's impossible.
But what's the thing? Like, if you can eat it, but it's
I think
not
it's just
like
up to like 10 people in like an
it's
hour
like your
or
table,
something.
Right? If your table eats it, you
it's
get
it's free and you
something.
Get like $100 or something.
There's no fucking way anybody's eating that.
No.
Ever.
It's insane.
Remember the dude got like a block of cheese slices and he put out like...
Yeah, like it was...
It's making it rain.
Yeah, he was
making it rain on the burger.
Cheese slices.
On the burger.
On the burger. Ugh. Yeah. Well, let's eat this fucking peanut butter and bologna sandwich.
Right. This will be the grand finale here. Because I'm done. I'm out of food confessions. Do you have any?
I'm out of shitty beer.
We have... You have more shitty beer? Okay, good. Let me just read a couple of...
Open up the... let me see the inside of that thing.
Maybe... Let me get a last couple of ones from Facebook here. Justin Von Yu says, at 12 or 13, my friend and I made mayo sandwiches. It was bread cut into cubes with mixed with mayo, then smeared onto bread, which was then toasted in a toaster oven.
Oof. I hate mayo, but I could see people eating that.
Your wife said something about wheat kernels. Oh, well, Jay just bit into it. I was just going to wait for all the bites at the same time, so.
It's not that bad. The peanut butter outweighs, like, any bologna taste. There you go. Huh?
Yeah, same as the cantaloupe. See the other thing on the table? It's called microphone.
Peanut butter totally outtakes the bologna taste, but maybe, it's like spongy bologna.
Might have put too much peanut butter on it. Maybe. I don't
know. And again, I get it. It's like the sweet and salty thing where it kind of works. I like peanut butter on a hamburger. Have you ever had that?
Mm-mm.
It worked really good. It's tasty.
Yeah, that hamburger place you brought me to. I got the King Burger. It had peanut butter on it. I brought it home, ate it like 2 days later. Oh my God, great.
It is great.
That place you brought me to after Hop Teak Brewery or whatever it's called.
Hop Town Brew Teak. No, no.
That's it.
I remember the place, but yeah. Yeah, it's
all right.
It is. I actually like the cantaloupe taco. Cantaloupe bologna taco best.
I don't.
Oh, that was terrible.
Yeah. my wife's thing was she took like some like fake wheat, like, you know, just like a table dressing kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like ground it up and then made like, I don't know, like Easy Bake Oven, made like little pies with it.
You can stop right there. Who the fuck grounds up wheat, by the way?
My wife as a child, I guess.
Yeah. Was she Amish? What the fuck?
And she like made little like breads or pies and made her family eat them. It's not even real. It's just like plastic.
That's terrible.
You will eat these.
How did she get any rise out of the dough?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. It probably wasn't. It was probably just like a flat piece of gelatinous shit.
Some lodge right about here. The ninth hot dog.
Man, I wish I had something good to wash this down with. Maybe some more A1.
Greg Spaulding says he drinks Frank's buffalo sauce straight from the bottle.
That's crazy.
That's not bad.
So, I don't know how long we were going here. Oh, yeah, we're good. All right, cool.
I've eaten two bagels back to back. It's pretty terrible.
Two bagels back to back? Now that's bad. Back in the day, you could eat two bagels. I could eat two bagels like nothing.
Yeah. But you ever just get a nice hot bagel, like perfect, fresh, like still hot off the thing? Just get some good cream cheese on there. Boom. Mm. Pound a second one. Boom.
I can see that, yeah.
So good.
All right, so what we learned about this is that you guys, much like us, have eaten some terrible things.
Yeah, but some of the ones are all right.
Yeah, I guess.
Not as bad as the original.
Don't knock until you try it, as they say.
Except raw steak tips.
Oh, that's the best story. That's the best story. Should have saved that for last, but that's all right.
Story of our podcast.
Perfect. So for Jay and Art, I'm Mike. We'll see you next time. Masters of None. Actually, are we done this, or is this next season? I don't even know.
I don't know. Is your kid born yet?
No.
I guess we're still going.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. All right. So we'll see you next time. Masters of None. See ya.
See ya.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now. Father too many.
You think they had it? I think someone had it, and they were like, "We want that. We got it again."
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got, they were going way far back.
Maybe they got, they saw that.
Maybe they got it. Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back, as we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.